Welcome to the Marty Shugold Show podcast, kept hot by Ream. You can listen to this catch-up anywhere you like, even in the shower. Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
From the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shugold Show.
Triple M.
And just like that, they're falling like flies. Not even Troy's showed up for a Saturday.
Oh my God.
Troy.
Of all people.
Troy.
Well, he's a bit under the weather after his tests yesterday.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, is he? Oh, did you speak to him?
He's got a bit of a sore arm.
Sore arm, really? Oh, I hope they were gentle.
Arm.
Whatever. Was he getting monkeypox yesterday? No, I don't think
he had that the other week.
No, I think he was getting a second one.
Yeah, a vaccine. He wasn't getting monkeypox.
How many?
I misunderstood.
How many monkeypox vaccines do you need?
I think you get 3.
No idea.
Yeah, no, I don't know either. I just made that number up.
Because that's kind of the standard.
3 feels about right.
Mm.
Or is it like the flu jab where you just keep getting it?
Let's find out.
I haven't got a monkey. Has anyone got a monkeypox vaccine?
I haven't got a monkeypox.
I don't.
No.
Well, I don't think I would read one.
Straight people get monkeypox.
How many monkey?
Monkeypox has really just fallen off. We
in Australia,
We actually just got on top of it.
2 vaccines.
2.
Oh, there's 2 types of vaccines. I heard Troy talking about how in...
2 doses.
2 doses. In Europe, it's still very much a thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is why he got it.
Is he going to Europe?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
There you go.
Remember, he keeps saying, and I'm stopping over here and I'm going to India. And I'm like...
We're possibly India going for 24 into hours. A lot of private information about Troy that he may not want.
It's all right. I know Troy's fine. I get a call tomorrow. Can you take that podcast out? Damn it. I thought I knew you, Troy.
How dare you talk about monkeypox. Anyway.
All right. We're getting straight into the ham flour.
If you want more of this, tomorrow we're back.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. We're back tomorrow.
The 3 of us.
Just the 3 musketeers.
Yeah.
Talking shit.
All right. Let's get into it.
Shit.
On Melbourne's 105.1 Triple M. This is Triple M's Marty Shugold Show.
A Scottish council has issued a warning after toxic scum was found near Twat.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Shetland Islands Council's environmental health team has found blue-green algae on the loch of North House near the village of Twat on the Shetland mainland. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
A lot going on.
Imagine if you lived in Twat.
Well, I'm sure there's a big population
in
Twat. There'd
be worse places to live.
You could live in Yarrasol.
Just down the road.
Just down the road. I'm up in Twat, he's in Yarrasol. There's a little bit of ground in between us. A couple of blokes live there. It's called Taint. I'm in Twat, he's in Yarrasol, and Phil and Gavin still live in Taint. Not to be confused with the village of Twat near Orkney.
No, very different.
Close to the lock of Boardhouse. Boarded up. Signs were put around the lock yesterday warning that contact with the blue-green algae should be avoided and animals shouldn't drink or swim in the water. Well, that's just common sense.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Don't let your dog drink the blue-green algae.
No.
Blue-green algae used to be a real big issue in Cairns. What are you laughing at? Yarrasol.
Yeah, all of it.
All of it.
The last dot point's very funny as well.
The last dot point? Yeah. Well, let's get down there. The name regularly features in roundups of the rudest place names in the UK alongside Bitchfield.
Oh, wow.
Living in Bitchfield. Oh, that's awful.
Where are you moving to?
Bitchfield.
What women in Australia would live in Bitchfield?
Like who women?
Let's name some women. No. Some Australian women that would live in Bitchfield.
I would never.
I'll start. Anthony Colella.
Hang on. No, we're not naming people.
There's a few more places, rude places in the UK.
Yeah, go on.
Wet Wang. Your favourite, Matthew.
Yes.
You've lived in Wet Wang a couple of times. Shitterton. I mean, is that a joke?
Shitterton.
I know. Where does that even come from?
Wouldn't you change these names?
You'd have to.
I'd change the last one.
Oh, fingering ho.
Whoa.
All right, hang on.
The Marty Shugold Show is on Triple M.
What
another chance this time. Those strange coincidences in life, Marty. Wow, that can't happen.
But it did. Look, I'm not allowed to use the example of my father running into the piano teacher that in London.
In the UK.
That
yeah,
one's
yeah,
off the table.
Yes.
Gone. That's yeah, gone. Never to be repeated, as I've said numerous times. We've got a couple of what we call launches for what are the chances.
They're not high level, they're not low level.
No, they're good. Kind of, they're a good level.
They're a Goldilocks.
They're a common sense level.
Yeah. They're just right.
They're just right. Mm. From Andrew. Got a very exciting what are the chances. Work for a Sydney council. Sorry, Marty, I know it's Sydney.
Yeah, I know. Mm. It's all right, mate. Someone has to live there.
Went to Bunnings two times in a week and managed to spend the exact same amount both times on different items.
It's astounding.
So Lauren hasn't heard this
different
one.
Different items.
And this gentleman sent us the receipts.
Yeah. $116.34.
You're kidding.
Two different days.
Two different trips to Bunnings.
Can you read me some of the items on receipt one?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't two different look either. I mean, it didn't seem important. It was just the number.
So the first time he bought a bunch of LED strip lighting, and then the second time he's got a gate latch and some screws and metal latch gate. Yeah.
And exactly the same amount of money you pay.
That's amazing.
You should work at Bunnings.
It's hard to read.
You did seem to be right across this stuff.
You can be one of the guys in the ads, Will.
So if you're thinking about having a barbecue this long weekend, grab a Jumbuck 4-burner.
Go and see Will.
King's birthday.
A Jumbuck?
Jumbuck. I think Jumbuck
is a brand.
It is a brand, Barbie.
It's a strange word to say. Jumbuck.
It's Jumbuck.
King's birthday, great opportunity to get out with the family.
Yeah. It doesn't always matter if the sun's shining.
Yeah. Just the beginning.
The sun's always shining in your backyard, even when it's raining. Grab yourself a Jumbuck.
I want to turn.
Sick of the hose being all over the driveway? Get a hosey winder.
Jacob was our other contributor. He says, Big Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
What are the chances flying from Adelaide to Brisbane, listening to an NRL sports podcast, and they're talking about being at the casino before Origin and talking shit with Boof Lehman as I look to my side and I'm seated next to Boof himself?
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Really good.
You just listen to a podcast, Boof Lehman's name gets brought up.
And then you turn around and Boof Lehman's sitting next to you. Matt, what's the chances story?
The old man and his missus used to be avid fishermen and fisher persons, I should say.
Fisher them.
They used to fish up at Newcastle where they lived. They moved a couple of years ago now. But, his missus lost her wedding ring there.
Yeah.
And they went back a year and a half later fishing, visiting my sister.
Yeah.
And there's a bloke there with a metal detector, and the old man just, mentioned about the ring and sticks his hand in his pocket, pulls it out.
You're kidding.
What?
He'd actually found that day, and your dad bumps into him 18 months later, and he's got the wedding ring in his pocket.
That's right, and the bloke would come up from Sydney that day, so he was just a random.
He's not even a local.
Nah.
I mean, I don't know how in hell we're starting with this call, but I'll assume that from here on in, they're just unbelievable.
Good on you, Matt.
That's one of the craziest what are the chances I've ever heard.
Yeah. He likes it. Yeah, Matt's nervous. No. He liked it. He's worried that we're not going to get one better than that.
It was too good.
Well, let's find out what Rocky has to say.
Hello, Rocky.
How are we?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. So about 10 years ago, I was involved in an incident where a woman in front of me got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And I tried to revive her.
Yeah.
And she ended up dying in my arms and everything.
Oh, my God, Rocky. Oh, this is an awful story. Which bit of this is good?
Okay, so 2 months ago, I had an internet date with a woman, and she was telling me just about her partner. And her brother-in-law, he said, he's an absolute mess, because about 10 years ago, her partner died in a car, got hit by a car.
Right.
And I've just dropped down her name. I've gone, how did you know? I go, I'm the guy that tried to revive her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And I've got all nauseous and everything. I've gone, we've been looking for you. And they knew what happened. I go, well, I actually tried to find out where her burial site was and what happened, because the whole family was shit. But,
What an amazing story.
Extraordinary story.
Wow.
Yeah. 10 years apart.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Rocky.
Wow.
That's what are the chances?
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
Did the doctor get it wrong? And now I've done this before. Because doctors always get it wrong. Some of them get it right.
Well, not always.
No. Good, fair call.
Occasionally.
Fair call.
Occasionally.
It was an enormous generalisation from me. Doctors get it wrong.
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, not everyone wears not all superheroes wear a cloak. Wow, geez. I made hard work of that. I had a half idea, and I went for it, and I just fell short.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Not all superheroes wear a cloak. I beg your pardon.
You gave it a go, though.
That's all you need to do.
Exactly.
That's all I can do.
Roll the dice.
It's true, though. Not all superheroes wear cloaks, either.
No. So true.
Can't think of three.
I can't think of any that wear cloaks. Maybe Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange wears a cloak. Cruise ship passenger airlifted to hospital is the headline in front of me. A passenger on board what was supposed to be the holiday of a lifetime says his dream voyage was ruined after he was misdiagnosed by an onboard doctor. Now, I don't know much about medicine, but I reckon onboard cruise ship doctors are there for a reason.
Well, because they're on permanent holiday.
Because they're no good. Stephen Cassidy had booked a luxury cruise to Norway as a joint birthday celebration with his wife, Carol, Kaz. Stephen started to get a sore leg. As a precaution, he visited the ship's doctor.
Mm-hmm. As you would.
To his surprise, the doctor told the 60-year-old he had a severe infection, resulting in him being airlifted to a hospital in Shetland, 1,200 kilometres from his home in Dorset.
Dorset.
Not only did he miss his wife's birthday, he also had to pay for two flights home. When he arrived at the hospital in the UK, he was told by doctors he had nothing more than a strained muscle.
You would lose your mind.
Could you imagine?
This is a major boo-boo from the doc.
You're being choppered off the cruise.
Yeah.
You're 1,200 k's from home because the bloke said you've got an infection that needs to be treated immediately.
We need to get the chopper.
We're going to lift you off here and get this sorted.
You just pulled your muscle.
And you've got a sore muscle. Doctors get it wrong.
Sharon is with us, Marty.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi, how are you guys?
Wonderful, good. Sharon. Did the doctor get it wrong?
Awfully did.
What happened?
I was training for half marathon and I had a bit of soreness in my leg and I slipped over, went to the doctors, couldn't walk on my hip at all, and they said, you've got a 50% chance of running a half marathon.
Yeah.
7 weeks later, my doctor sent me to, I went and saw my original doctor, he sent me to get an x-ray and found out my hip was broken
and started
to re-heal. So I'd hobbled around for 7 weeks on a broken hip,
clean
through the femur.
Still thinking you're running the half marathon and the hip's already actually starting to heal itself.
Yes, I went to a sports doctor in the clinic in the city. And,
all right, Sharon, slow down now. No, you broke your hip.
Sharon, still go.
Did the doc get it wrong, Brett?
2019, broke my toe.
Yeah.
Put up with it through winter, as there's not much you can do. I had the gout, put me on tablets.
Yeah.
And now I don't have a toe.
What? Hang on. So you broke your toe, but he told you you had gout. You took medication for it.
Yep.
And then why did they amputate your toe?
Because it ended up, I had peripheral artery disease, which is a lack of blood flow.
Right.
Oh, no. Jesus. Wow, that's a big boo-boo.
That is a big boo-boo.
Several months in hospital, and a couple of years later, they finally took half of it off, then took the other half off. Got out of hospital about 9 months ago.
Oh, my God. Which toe?
Yeah.
The big one, left foot.
Oh no.
That's the one for balance, isn't it?
Left foot, big toe.
I thought he said west foot.
it's like a game of Twister. Left foot, big toe, yellow.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
You busted your knee, and that's the question we're asking now. Yeah. How did you bust your knee? Because you had a knee disaster on Sunday night.
I had an absolute disaster.
You're minding your own business. You're cooking the roast. You think, I'll get up and check on the roast.
Yep, get up to check the roast. And I have a history of a bad knee.
You do.
And the first time was my kneecap. The second time, I think, was what happened Sunday night, but we never really got to the bottom of what happened.
Because one of these, your kneecap was a dislocation in your sleep.
In my sleep. The second one was also I was in bed watching Friends and rolled over and the knee did this.
Yeah.
And then, yes, on Sunday night, I was getting up from the couch. My knees were kind of like that on the side, like where you've got your knees pointed out, your legs, that way.
Tucked in behind you.
Tucked in behind
you. Like when I had my funny leg.
Yeah, when you had your funny weird leg.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to stand up and felt this pop in the back of my knee near that.
Could you hear it? Was it an audible pop?
I don't think I could hear it.
No, but you could feel it.
I felt it. Yeah. And I went, oh, and I was hoping that if I just moved my leg to the front, it would like get better. It didn't.
No.
Mm. And then I
you got
screamed to Lockie to get me a bucket because I thought I was going to be sick.
Because you went into shock and your hands went stupid.
That was the most frightening part. When Lockie was on the phone to the paramedics, my hands, I don't know if it was a pain response or if I was in shock, started seizing up like this.
Cramping.
And they were cramping and had pins and needles and they went fully numb and my feet went numb. And I know now it was probably just a pain response, but in my head I was like, I'm going to lose my leg.
I'm going to lose my leg and I think my hands.
I was like, oh, my God, I've got full nerve damage. I'm going to lose everything.
Of course, you're stressed.
Just
imagine Lockie passing on these messages to the paramedics.
And now she's saying she's going to lose her hands. I know she's not a doctor, but that's what she's telling me. Tell you.
I don't get it either.
I don't understand. But she is screaming.
How was Noni during all of this?
He was spiraling.
Yeah. Noni is the Italian greyhound. Yeah.
He's already quite an anxious little boy.
He's a very anxious dog in a beautiful way.
Oh, and
he's not going to cope with this.
No, and he was trying to jump on me and I was like, get away, which I would never say to him.
Could he see that your hands were not right?
They only were like this for about... She's maybe
gonna,
5 minutes.
She's not going to pat me with those things, are
they? No, with those claws.
Can I catch that? That's what he would have been thinking.
Yeah.
Can I catch her hands?
He was actually repulsed by me.
Yeah, well, you scared him.
Yeah,
because you would have been screaming like a banshee.
Screaming, crying. I was quivering. I was like, bleh. And Lockie turned to me at one point and he goes, well, now I've seen your giving birth face. I suppose you have.
We'll be seeing more of that, hopefully, in the future.
Okay, Rumpelstiltskin. Calm down.
I finally get my child.
How'd you bust your knee, Archie?
It wasn't me. It was my mate, Whammy.
Yeah.
And we're all up at Falls Creek on a week-long ski trip.
Mm.
And he wasn't doing a cool trick. He wasn't, you know, showing off on his snowboard.
Yeah.
No, we'd been at the pub and we'd all had about five or six $15 Missouri Illusion Shakers.
Illusion Shakers.
I love those.
Yep. And on the walk back to the chalet, as you do, we decided to get into a wrestling match. And you don't take on Big Dip because Dipper is just freakishly strong. Anyway, Whammy tried to get him to the ground, wrenched his knee, and full ACL rupture.
Oh, no. Fancy rupturing your knee, not skiing at the snow.
Well, he took off his
knee. Yeah, don't take on Big Dip.
That should be a T-shirt. Don't take on Big Dip.
It's good advice for life.
Unless it's hummus.
Oh, you take on Big Dips.
Take on massive dips.
And how'd you bust your knee, Michael?
Yeah, no, I got home in the morning. I've been working all night, and I was bucking around with my daughter when I got home and having a can.
Yeah.
And she gave me a shunt and I fell down on my knee and fractured my patella in two places.
Oh, my God, Michael.
didn't spill the can, but...
So. No! You did. Michael.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
Who's got the gift?
Who's got the gift?
Who does have the gift? I just play a bit of audio and you guys have to work out who is speaking. Marty, Will, Loz are taking on each other.
What's the head-to-head score here?
Marty, you're in the lead on with this. You won last week. You're on four. Loz and Will on three.
What?
Wow, yeah. Close.
Is this the game you're leading?
Well, he does have the gift.
I know. This has never happened. I don't think I've ever been in the lead in a game ever.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I think it is
true. It might be true.
I think it
ever
is.
Ever in the history of your career.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, this show's career.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, mate, I will come over there and bash your knee in a second. I will absolutely patella you.
Oh, no.
Let me patella you something.
All right, it's best of three, first to two. Marty, should we find out who has the gift today?
Please.
Now, remember, you get a maximum of three listens.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
With this. So here's the first one. Who is this?
G'day.
I have a guess, but I haven't written it down yet.
Whenever you're ready, Troy. Here's the second time.
G'day.
Remember it's someone in the... Someone in the news cycle.
Yeah, give us one
over
more.
The last,
give us the last one.
Week or so.
G'day.
I'm in.
I'm in, but I'm not confident.
Me neither.
I think it's Gabrielle Gattai.
What?
I said Matt Shervington.
I said Rob Sitch.
It's Rob Sitch.
Come on.
Correct, William. It's Rob Sitch.
I was here yesterday.
You should have listened. You still know his voice.
Yeah, it's from Frontline.
And did you listen to the podcast?
Of course not. I get FOMO. I just told you.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That was your fault.
Don't stand up like that with
it's
your knee.
It's always my fault.
Sit back down.
Careful. Please. If you do your knee in here and your hands go creepy, you are done.
Done.
If I see creepy hands from you and screaming.
What if I keep them behind my back?
That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Put them up your shirt.
See how you go with this one, Lozza.
Who's this?
Maroons.
Oh.
What?
Second time? Second
yes,
time?
Please.
Maroons.
Will's gonna
get it. Who is it? Will's on one. You can win it here.
Can
you want it for the last time?
Wait, let me get into the zone.
Maroons.
All right.
Were you in the zone?
Are you meant to announce when you're in the zone?
All right.
It's hard to tell.
You in?
It is.
I'm in. Will's won it, hasn't he?
I don't know.
Of course.
Are you in?
Yes. No.
Oh, wow.
Get in the zone and write an answer.
Just...
Commit, Lozza.
All right, Lauren's out.
You're out. Is it Matt Shervington?
I said Shervo.
Yes.
A win.
That means it's a win for William.
I said Matt Shervington for the first one.
We know.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
What did the lightning hit? Lightning hits all the time.
It starts a lot of fires.
It does start a lot of fires.
Out in the outback.
Maybe you're out in the middle of the bay, minding your own business, fishing for squid.
Yeah. I've been on a plane that's been hit by lightning before.
That would have been frightening.
Yeah, it was a huge bang, and all the lights went off and came back on. It was not pleasant.
I don't like things going wrong on planes.
No, I don't
want to hear a bang.
Yeah,
even sometimes when you hear the wheels go back into them, you're like, keep going. You're in. We're right. Yeah. We're in. We're good. We got the wheels.
Planes.
They just
trust these things in the sky.
They just
so frightening.
Defy physics. Yes. Planes.
No, I feel quite safe on planes. I'm okay with planes.
Of course you are.
I know.
If I'd said I was safe, you'd say you don't feel safe. That's your whole act.
Yeah.
Don't think I don't know what you're doing today, mate.
Don't ask
trying to
me.
Wind me up. Don't bother. I'm unwindable today.
Or he's always wound.
Don't you get involved.
I would never.
What did the lightning hit? Lightning has set a car on fire and flash flooding has caused widespread damage on Perth's wettest June day in nearly 40 years.
Yeah, 71 mils or something.
I mean, that's worth talking about.
Yeah.
Rain bomb.
It's a full rain bomb.
Mm.
Lightning actually once hit our school oval in front of us when we were at after school care, and it was very exciting.
Did people fall down? Because remember that footage of the soccer ground that got hit by lightning and all the players just boom. Oh,
we were all inside, but it was just, it hit literally like about 20 metres from the door of the entry to the after school care.
And then bang.
Yeah.
Lightning is so freaking
dangerous.
But then sometimes you see guys go, oh, it went in my temple and came out my right shoe and they seem normal.
And some people have been struck multiple times.
Which seems absolutely crazy.
I feel like if I was struck by lightning, that would be it for me.
Well, you would think, well, that's me having been struck by lightning. That could never happen again.
But maybe you attract it. Like, maybe once you've been struck, it's like...
You're a conductor.
You're
a natural conductor.
Yeah.
Do you know, in Australia, you're a 1 in 12,000 chance of being struck by lightning?
That's not very much.
It's ridiculous.
It's really low.
It does
seem low. We just got sent on Instagram a statistic from Joe.
Yeah.
It says lightning strikes men about 7 times more often than it does women.
Yeah, because we're hotter.
What did the lightning hit, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
In 2005, we were living in the UK and travelling Europe and that sort of thing. And we literally just, dodged two explosions in London.
Yeah.
Oh. So we're travelling through Europe. We're in a hostel in Rome. And we're all in the common area watching Final Destination of all or movies. And whack, just the lightning hit the aerial in the hostel. And there was beanbags flying everywhere, people screaming, people running. It was the funny, but it was scary.
Well, particularly if you've had a couple of bombings in London, you think, Jesus, how have they found me?
Oh my God. Literally, I got off a tube on the first day of work, the bomb didn't detonate.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it was pretty hairy over there at the time.
It really was. I remember that time well.
Thanks,
Jeff. You would think it was.
I reckon
a direct strike like that, you'd be thinking,
"What's going on here?"
It's all over.
Totally.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Marty. How you going?
Wonderful, mate. What did the lightning hit?
My grandmother.
Oh Jesus! Oh, was she all right,
man?
Yeah, she was all right. She was hanging the washing out.
Yeah,
and then she got hit by the lightning and got flung about 20-30 meters Woke up, went inside and told everyone she got hit by lightning.
Oh, I bet she carried on about it too.
Oh, her hair was never the same since.
No,
so. Everyone know that's she old ladies for
hair.
You.
Yeah. God.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying.
And Marty, right now it is time for the socials.
Yes. Yes, it is. Listeners' messages, usually via the Instagram.
At Marty Sheargold
Show.
But
you can contact us through Matthew's email at...
mattflapper@gmail.com.
And Loz, you've got the Loz line as well.
0457051051.
Plenty of ways to get in touch with us.
I think.
Never with much conviction.
No, but you're very good. Number. You're very good.
Delivered it well, Loz.
Thank you.
William, what do we got?
Glenn. Hey, Loz. I'm in China now. And to answer the question of do Chinese people have lemon chicken, the answer is yes. My team ordered it yesterday.
Really? I knew they'd have lemon chicken in China.
Yeah. And then I wasn't sure. It seemed it seemed like a long shot that we had a listener that was listening live in Shanghai on the listener app.
But
Glenn has sent through proof. He's sent through a smoggy photo from Shanghai and he's sent
through. Why would we doubt Glenn?
Oh, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was some sort of joke that he just went to his local.
I thought it was a joke. You guys didn't think the Chinese would have lemon chicken.
And here are the photos of some of the dishes.
They invented it, though. Like,
doesn't matter, mate. They have it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm more interested that the listener works in China.
I was confused by that, too.
I'm shocked.
Gee, that lemon chicken looks good.
Doesn't it?
Oh,
I want it now.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
And the song Push.
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler to say that it's part of our Spin It DJ competition at the moment.
No.
And many people have correctly and successfully named that song, but we have had a bit of amusement.
Oh, my God. People cannot say Matchbox.
And we've wanted a few people. We've had a few people say,
can you tell the story.
Can you please build a montage of all the people struggling? So here is the amount of people that have struggled to say Matchbox 20 Push.
All right, let's have a listen.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20 Push.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20 Push.
Push, Matchbox 20.
It's a tongue twister, Matchbox.
It doesn't seem that hard.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Very good from you, actually.
Perfect.
I almost flubbed it. I could hear it in my mouth.
I wish you did. I wish you had so badly.
And Simza got in touch and says, just listening back to the Loz and Knee content because, of course, what show did you miss? Was that Tuesday?
Monday.
Because you had your knee pop out.
Mm. We don't really know what it is.
We'll find
out soon next week.
Stay tuned. It's a story arc.
Get the whiteboard, Matthew, and just draw a knee on it.
Simza says, hearing Marty suggest that she keeps the leg straight permanently.
Yeah.
You remember that advice?
Sure.
Yeah. It would be a kind of beautiful punchline to a multi-year joke if the solution to her problem was to put her in calipers. And I think that's a very good point.
Oh, my gosh.
You might become actual calipers.
You could be calipers.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. We won't tease you.
Yes, you will.
It's the socials, and get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lauren's little quiz, Mix Bagasaurus.
Marty, we've swapped spots.
Yeah, we have.
Moved around.
Traditionally, you are behind the panel.
Yeah.
Driving the bus, as it were. Matthew is over there now. Let's all just hope he gets through it. I hope he doesn't, actually, so I can throw him under the bus. Troy and I are playing Lauren's little quiz today because what we've realised is that William and Loz are very good at the game.
And you and I not so great.
No. So it's a little fairer for people playing along
that's
in their
right.
car.
Yeah.
They'll get an opportunity to play the game rather than just have those guys go, Fear Factor.
They'll probably beat us.
I'm not that good.
You're very good at everything, mate. So just cop it.
Yeah.
Tell people how the game works, Loz.
Yes. Well, I give you a category and we change the words in the title with a thesaurus.
Well done. Yeah.
Yell out the answer if you think you know it first to two best of three.
Yeah, well, give us an example.
Armageddon immediately. It's a film.
Oh, come on. Armageddon immediately.
This has been the example. We've done it for every four week. Straight weeks.
Oh, my God.
My dad was in it.
Apocalypse Now. Yeah. Well, that should have been the clue.
Okay, well, that's a different game.
We should play a game. That's a different game. We should play a game where we just give personal clues yes. to each other.
Yes.
So no one else could play.
You ordered the chicken from the shop. And you...
Remember when we were at Florentino's, what came out?
A rooster. We should play that. That's really fun. Just, it's so personal.
It's just full personal references.
For the record, I don't think I've got a point.
No, you haven't.
For this game ever.
Well, that's okay.
Not so, ever, really, ever?
Well, he's only played ever. Twice.
He got two on the podcast, but it turns out the answers were in front of him.
I cheated. I'm sending.
That's right.
The answers
well, that's okay. You're allowed to cheat sometimes in life.
I know. I took after work.
Just if you do cheat. If you do cheat in life, and this is a lesson for everyone out there listening, don't tell anyone.
Mm. Yeah, good idea.
If you cheat, keep it to yourself. Yeah, as my old friend Lawrence Mooney always says, carry your own water.
Yeah.
Correct.
Good advice. Oh, thank Andrew. You. Good advice.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll do that next time.
What do you got?
Well, the first one, I'm looking for a famous sports person.
A famous sports person.
Mm.
Goat Denim Monarch. Goat Denim Monarch.
Someone king?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not working together,
Troy. Think about it in your head. It's not a team effort.
Billie Jean King.
Yeah! Very good.
People would have been screaming at their radio.
Greg Christian got it outside.
Yeah. Billie Jean King. Yeah, I've heard
Come on, Troy. You need the next one to take it to a tiebreaker.
Yep.
This is a Melbourne suburb.
Okay.
Sphere Victory. One word. Sphere Victory.
Oh.
Come on, Troy. I really want you to get a point. Break it
so
down.
Why?
Use your...
Come on, Troy.
Clear your brain. Sphere Victory. Victory.
Baldwin.
Oh! Oh!
Well done. Well done, buddy. I had so much time, and I knew I did.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show, week in review. This week didn't start well for Loz.
You had a knee disaster on Sunday night.
I had an absolute disaster, and I went to stand up and felt this pop in the back of my knee. But in my head, I was like, I'm going to lose my leg.
Maybe someone should have called a doctor.
Doctors get it wrong.
Sometimes,
You know, not everyone wears not all superheroes wear a cloak. Wow. I made hard work of that. I had a half idea and I went for it and I just fell short.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Not all superheroes wear a cloak. I beg your pardon.
And when Lauren returned, things got worse.
Who is this?
G'day.
I think it's Gabrielle Gattai.
I said Matt Shervington.
I said Rob Sitch.
It's Rob Sitch.
Come on. That's
I wasn't here yesterday. Yeah,
you should have listened. You still know his voice.
Yeah, it's from Frontline.
See how you go with this one, Loza.
Maroons.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. You in?
It is.
I'm in.
Is it Matt Shervington?
I said Shervo.
Yes.
I said Matt Shervington for the first one.
We know.
And while we're on quizzes, Troy struggled with Lauren's little quiz.
Goat, denim, monarch.
Someone king?
Yeah.
Okay. You're
not working together,
Troy.
Think
about it in your head. It's not a team effort.
Billie Jean King.
Yeah! This is a Melbourne suburb. Sphere Victory. It's one word.
Oh.
Come on, Troy. I really want you to get a point. Break it
so
down.
Why?
Use your...
Come on, Troy.
Clear your brain.
Baldwin.
Oh, he's done it!
But Loz did give Troy a second chance.
This is a movie. Lubrication. Come on.
Oh, my God.
We're not getting off air until you get
it. Lubrication? Oh, it's a movie.
Is it the potato?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Grease.
Okay, good.
Oh, Troy.
He's not happy. He's not happy.
Not good.
I'm going to go and hang my head in shame.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know what you were going to say.
This week, David Kosh joined the show and he talked up Matt Shervington.
He has got the full package, let me tell you, that he is a lot.
I've seen his package, Koshy, and it is full.
I meant...
Oh, you meant something else?
I meant as a TV host.
Sorry, my apologies.
A really good bloke.
Yes.
Now, in tech news...
Apple reveals the iPhones will stop using autocorrect.
No, we'll stop autocorrecting.
Oh, the F word will stop autocorrecting to duck.
I never realised that when it does effing to ducking...
Mm-hmm.
It's like ducking under something.
Ducking.
I forgot that ducking was a word.
Ducking will mean something in the Urban Dictionary. Yeah, it'll be revolting.
It'll be like goosing.
Yeah, it's like when it's like when you ride anal and it changes it to golf. That's not what I want.
It's just very different.
I don't want golf for my birthday.
But this week, have we found a new job for Will?
You should work at Bunnings.
You can be one of the guys in the ads, Will.
Start thinking about having a barbecue this long weekend. Grab a jumbuck for burner.
Kid's birthday, great opportunity to get out with the family.
Yeah. It doesn't always matter if the sun's shining.
Yeah. Oh,
the sun's always shining in your backyard, even when it's raining. Grab yourself a jumbuck.
I want a turn.
Sick of the hose being all over the driveway? Get a hosey winder.
A hosey winder.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shergold Show.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast, kept hot by Ream. You can listen to this catch-up anywhere you like, even in the shower. Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.